And then after that, I really don't even necessarily make a grocery list. I kind of have a simple formula that helps me get in and out of the grocery store in no time, but get that balanced meal on the table. All right, you ready for it?
Yes, I want to know.
All right, so it is my 3-3-2-2-2-1-1 formula.
Okay.
So.
Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Thank you for joining us this week for our second episode in our mini meal planning series. Say that 10 times. And our guest today, she's super sweet, registered dietitian nutritionist, Chelsea LeBlanc. She is also a media dietitian connecting with her audience on a larger platform and seen in Reader's Digest, Travel Channel, NBC News, and Eat This, Not That. Her mission is to help you save money, reduce food waste, and cook healthy meals that are simple and delicious. In this episode, Chelsea will share her simple formula to get you in and out of the grocery store and have those balanced meals ready for the week. She'll also be sharing some of her favorite 5 to 10 minute meals, plus her favorite kitchen utensils to help make meals easier and with less mess. Join us for this conversation. Well, Chelsea, it is so great to have you here with us on the show. Will you introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. So I am a Nashville, Tennessee-based media dietitian and owner of Chelsea LeBlanc Nutrition, which is my nutrition communications company and virtual private practice. So I do media segments, recipe development, and food photography. I also offer one-on-one nutrition coaching and meal planning to help busy professionals save money, reduce food waste, and cook healthy meals that are fast, easy, and delicious.
I love hearing that because there's a lot of people that maybe don't know what to cook or how to cook or ideas of coming up with so-called, what they say, healthy meal ideas. And where do you take people to get started within this process?
Yeah, so there's a couple different things. So my Instagram account, I have a lot of fun, different recipes. I've got reels, all that kind of stuff. My website also has some simple, easy recipes that you can follow too. And then people can also work with me. So I offer three different packages and all the information about my meal planning services and just nutrition coaching is available on my website too.
Now, since you're the expert, how do you take your own meal planning for the week or what are your little shortcuts that you do?
That is great. So honestly, it depends on the week. So recently, I've been traveling a good bit, so I feel like my meal planning has not looked quote-unquote like meal planning, and that's what I always tell my clients. So meal planning doesn't mean that you have to plan out breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all 7 days and do all kinds of like prep work and all that sort of stuff. So it can just simply means like having a plan, even if that plan includes takeout a night a week, because you know that you're going to be super busy. So like I was saying, I've been doing a lot of traveling, and for busy weeks like these, I just follow a couple simple steps. So the first thing that I do is I look at the week and see what all is going on. Are there nights where maybe I don't have a lot of time to cook? So maybe I'll make extras the night before, and then that way I can have leftovers for the next night. And then after that, I go and check my fridge and my pantry and my freezer and see what all I need to use up, what's going to go bad. And then after that, I really don't even necessarily make a grocery list. I kind of have a simple formula that helps me get in and out of the grocery store in no time, that get that balanced meal on the table. All right, you ready for it?
Yes, I want to know.
All right, so it is my 3-3-2-2-2-1-1 formula.
Okay.
So with that, you do three proteins. So I like to kind of do at least one seafood option to help you get those omega-3s. Even if that's something as simple as like canned tuna, you know, that can be a very easy, quick protein option. Frozen shrimp is another super easy protein option. And then I like to do one plant-based protein. So maybe something like edamame, frozen edamame, super easy and quick. Or maybe beans. Beans, once again, canned beans can be super easy and quick to add to meals. And then something like a, like whatever your favorite protein source is. A lot of times if I'm looking for something that requires minimal cook, a rotisserie chicken is going to be a great way to add protein to your meals, but you don't have to cook it. So keeping things easy.
Yes. Okay. So that's the three, one of the threes is the protein part.
Yep. Okay. One of the threes is the protein. Then you do three veggies. Okay. So for the veggies, you can do any that you like. I really like to do like those really versatile veggies, like maybe bell peppers, because they're great for snacking or adding to things like stir fries. Spinach can be added to things like pasta or can be a salad. And then broccoli, you can eat broccoli raw, add it to roasted sheet pan meals. You can do all kinds of stuff with it. So keeping things super, super simple there too.
Okay. So remind me again, are there three threes? Three
threes? Mm-hmm. Okay. No, there's two threes.
There's two threes.
I know.
Okay. Okay. So we got the protein and the veggies for the threes. Then we go to the twos.
Then we go to the twos. So we've got two fruits. You can pick any fruit that you like. Those are great for, you know, breakfast or to have as a snack. Then two starches. So think things like bread, pasta, rice, quinoa, potatoes. If you're really busy, microwavable brown rice is super easy to add. I like keeping like whole wheat or corn tortillas on hand because you don't have to cook those. Bread or maybe like some whole wheat pita bread, something along those lines. You don't have to cook these things. Like just trying to, you know, keep things as simple as possible.
I love that. Okay. Then the next step.
All right. So the next step, this is where we kind of get fun. We add a little bit of flavor to our meals. So I like to do two dips. So I usually will do like a hummus or maybe like a nut butter. So that way I've got something like to add to my fruit or to add to my veggies. And then hummus too is really great to add to, you know, the sandwiches or wraps for a little bit of flavor too.
Okay. So that covers the twos. Okay.
That covers the twos.
I'm writing this out. I like to have a visual while we talk about it so I can explain it better. This is great. I love this. Okay. Now let's go to the ones.
Okay. And then one, so we've got one dairy item. So this could be like Greek yogurt. This could be cheese, milk, something along those lines. And then our last one is going to be a sauce or a dressing. So this is to add flavor to your foods. You can add this to a salad. You could add this to a grain bowl. No need for boring foods. Add a little bit of sauce to it. It'll make everything taste a million times better.
And make you feel like a real cook sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just made these Korean beef lettuce wraps, and I just thought it was amazing. Like, after that, it tasted delicious. The flavor was all there, and it was really easy. So, sorry to interrupt there.
No, you're good. It makes all the difference.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And you get like a little bit of teriyaki sauce or something, you're like, oh my gosh. Like,
right. I don't have to eat out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I love it.
Okay. So that completes your process of the 3-3-2-2-2-1-1.
Yep.
I love
exactly.
It.
Okay. Simple formula. And then that way, you know, whenever you create your plate, your goal is to kind of try to fill up half your plate with those veggies, a fourth of your plate with a protein, and then a fourth of your plate with starch, add your sauce or your dip for flavor. Bam. You got a simple, easy, nutritious meal.
Love it. What would be an example of a favorite go-to? Like if you have 5 or 10 minutes for a meal, what would you prep or make?
Yeah. So my go-to is I love getting the Trader Joe's cauliflower fried rice. Have you ever had that before?
Yes, I have. Yes, that's okay, a great
so
one.
That, okay. And then a bag of frozen edamame. And then you can even add a little bit of their like teriyaki sauce or whatever to it. Throw that in a pan. It's ready in no time. And you get that protein from the edamame, the fiber, and the fiber from edamame, and then the fiber from the veggies. And it's just like so easy, but it's super, super tasty too.
Delicious. I wish Trader Joe's was closer to me. It's about 25, 30 minutes away. So I need to stock up sometime. So I'll stock up on that next time.
Yeah, keep those stocked in your pantry. And then I do know that like Costco, for example, they have like a big bag of like the Tattooed Chef brand, which is basically like the same thing. I've seen it in Target before. And then like my local grocery stores, they kind of have their own brand of it too. So just look like in the freezer aisle, like if you don't have a Trader Joe's near you, a lot of them have their kind of like their own version of it.
So the cauliflower, like the rice, the fried rice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cauliflower, like fried rice. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to go off subject here, but I think this is also, since you're giving such good tips, what would you tell someone for lunch and breakfast and snacks, those fillers where it may not be planned, but just have an idea of what to have at those meals and snacks?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my favorite things like for breakfast is keeping it, once again, super, super simple. So I like to keep a big thing of oats in my pantry. So that way I've always got oatmeal, and then you can add some fruit to it. So that can either be frozen fruit. Like I like to keep like frozen blueberries in my freezer. And then I will add some peanut butter to it. So you've got, you know, that fiber from the whole grains, you've got fruit for fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and then you've got a little bit of protein from that peanut butter. So that way you've got kind of a nourished, balanced breakfast to fuel you through the day. And then for lunches, kind of the same thing. So you maybe picked up oats, and then maybe your other starch would be like bread. So you could do, you know, a simple sandwich on bread with maybe a little bit of tuna, some canned tuna, and then do that with a side of, add maybe some spinach to it, and then some cut up bell peppers. So you've kind of got like all those components. Oh, and of course you can't forget the spread. So maybe a hummus or a sauce or something along those lines to give your tuna some flavor too.
Love that. Now, within your tagline, you also mentioned about saving money. And just yesterday, I went to Target and I spent $60. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I only spent $60.
That is, especially for Target.
I didn't have my girls with me. That's why.
Okay.
But what are some tips to save money at the grocery store? Because that can really add up quickly.
It really can. So a couple of things that you can do. I'm a big fan of making sure that you are like enrolled in whatever like grocery store program that your local grocery store has. So I do a lot of my shopping at Kroger, and it saves me a good bit of money on like their sales options. And then they also will send coupons too. And because I'm like enrolled in their program, like they know what I'm shopping for, they know what I get. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like these are the exact English muffins that I buy. These are like the bell peppers that I get every single week. So making sure that you're taking advantage of like those shopping programs. And then too, it even, so like Kroger, for example, they have like you can save on gas points as well. So it helps you kind of save money in the store, but also, you know, whenever you're getting gas too. So that can be helpful. And then let's see here. So that's one of my big tips. Shopping in season is really, really helpful too, because all of those products are going to be, you know, a lot more local, and they'll taste better as well. And you'll also end up saving some money on them too.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You bet. I love this one that you point out, reducing food waste, because there's so many times where something gets shoved in the back of the fridge and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just, or you buy that giant tub of greens and how many times do you have to throw it away?
Yep.
What are some tips to help reduce the food waste?
Yeah. So the first thing, and I think that I mentioned this, is what I always do before I head to the grocery store is checking your freezer, your fridge, your pantry, seeing what you still need to use up. I think that that is like the number one thing. And then after that, it's going to be kind of getting a little creative. So maybe like you've got those leafy greens in there. Well, leafy greens wilt down really easily. So perhaps you add them to your spaghetti sauce, or maybe you add them to eggs in the morning, or maybe you add them like to your smoothies. So like you don't have to use the ingredients for exactly what you purchased it for. You know, like for example, if you got some cilantro for a certain recipe, you can use like go ahead and cut up the cilantro like as soon as you do it, and then put it into like a little container and then sprinkle it over things like your eggs in the morning, or add it to something that maybe you wouldn't have added it to before, because it's not going to make it bad, or it's not going to hurt you if you don't use it in the exact recipe that you purchased it for.
I love that. You have some fun recipes on your site. Is there a popular one that you would like to talk about?
Yeah. So, let's see here. On my website, one of my favorite ones is my Instant Pot Chicken Teriyaki. So that is really, really good. I also have an Instant Pot Chipotle Chicken, which is really great to add to grain bowls, and it's really great to add to like tacos too. And then on my Instagram, I have meal prep beef and cheese taquitos, which are really fun, super easy to throw together. You just do like a whole wheat tortilla with a little bit of lean ground beef, a can of Rotel, once again, keeping things super easy, a little bit of Greek yogurt, roll those up into taquitos, put them in the oven, and they're delicious and just kind of fun too. So yeah, I've got some fun, quick and easy recipes to keep things fun and interesting.
And the canned Rotel kind of acts like a double duty shortcut item with the seasoning already in it, the already yes. chopped for you.
Bingo.
Yes. And before I hit record, you were sharing about some of your trips that you have been on, and you were mentioning how you were in California recently, and share the tip about the tomatoes. I love that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So this trip was amazing. We learned all about just the process of tomatoes. So like harvesting the tomatoes and then canning them. And where we went, they literally harvested the tomatoes, put them in a truck, drove them to the cannery. And within 4 hours, they went from the field into the can. So like they are literally as fresh could be. Always tell people, you know, like, don't worry about canned and frozen vegetables. Like, they are really, really packed with nutrition and are a super convenient way to add more veggies and more fruit and more good things to your meals.
I think that's a great marketing tip, too. Not only is it just a good source of information, but if consumers knew that, they might be more apt to buy the canned and the frozen items.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because if you think about it, you know, 4 hours from field to can, those canned items might be more might be more fresh than the tomatoes that you're getting. Like,
right? Especially living in the Midwest, where they probably come hours away from here too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, so you went to California, and then I also saw you. You were right in my hometown. We could have made this a coffee date in person, but we didn't know. You came to the Iowa State Fair with the Pork Council, and tell us a little bit more on some information about pork.
Yeah, so that was a super, super interesting trip too. I feel like pork, like whenever you talk about lean protein sources, you talk about chicken, you talk about fish, turkey, and those are all really great lean protein sources, but lean pork gets left out. So like pork tenderloin is going to be around as lean as a piece of chicken breast, and it's really, really good. A lot of times it can be more affordable too. So it's a really great way to add variety to your meals, but also, you know, keep things interesting and keep things more budget friendly too.
Right. And even some of those other nutrients like the B vitamins, selenium, all those nutrients that we forget about, that pork does have higher amounts of.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yes. Adding some variety within there, which I love. You also have a five-day free meal plan. Tell us more about that. With a shopping list, should I say.
Yes.
Thank you, Chelsea, for making it really easy.
I try. That is my goal. Like, you know, I want to take the stress out of meal planning. Because really, if you think about it, you can only make so many decisions in a day. Mm-hmm. And I don't want meal planning or, you know, healthy eating to be one of those things that's a chore. You know, I want to try to make it easy for everybody. So by having this simple 5-day meal plan on my website, all of the recipes are ready in under 30 minutes. I made it as budget friendly as possible too. So that way, you know, it won't break the bank with a ton of ingredients. And so hopefully it'll help to keep things easy and make that meal planning a little bit easier throughout the week.
Do you have any favorite kitchen tools, utensils, equipment that makes the whole meal planning process easier?
I do. So one of my favorites would be my silicone pasta strainer. If you can't tell, I like to take kind of shortcuts.
Me too.
Keep things easy. So of course I don't really love doing dishes. So this pasta strainer, I got it on Amazon. It's green if you look it up, but it attaches to the side of your pasta pot. So you can strain, you know, your pasta or your potatoes without having to get out like a whole big strainer. And then you just like kind of pour it over the side and all the water comes out. And then you just kind of have to rinse off the strainer, but not like the big thing that saves you the dishes there.
Can you see my eyes going, oh my gosh, because my kids, my daughters would love this. They love making a bunch of noodles and this would be really easy for them. So, ooh.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I'm looking at it on your Amazon storefront with the link to, linked in your Instagram feed too. So in your link tree. So. It will be there.
Perfect.
Yes. That's a awesome. Great one. Any others?
Let's see. Well, okay. So this is probably my favorite kitchen appliance. It's not necessarily for meal prep, but I do find it to be essential. It's my Ninja coffee pot. Okay. So I love it because it makes all different cup sizes. So from single serve to full pot. But you don't have to have the little like Keurig K-cups for it. You can just do like, it has a little scoop on the side that tells you exactly how much to do. And then it has, you can also do iced coffee. So like I've been doing a lot of iced coffee in the summer, and it has a milk frother on the side. So like, it is like this like, all-in-one thing, and it's my favorite.
And when you have something like this, you realize, first of all, it's just exciting for the day. Like you enjoy it. So it's an experience. Your satisfaction is there. But also you're like, wow, this is just as good or almost as good as my coffee shop.
Exactly. Yeah. So once again, it kind of, it is a little bit more of an investment than like a traditional coffee pot is. But at the same time, you know, it's great coffee. And so you are saving money if, you know, you're not going to the coffee shop. But also too, like if you had a K-cup thing and or a Keurig and this, you don't have to buy the pods. You can just get the ground coffee. And you don't have to get coffee filters either because it has its own coffee filter in there. Ooh. So over time, you do end up saving money.
I love that. Reducing waste too. Fantastic.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any other quick shortcuts that you share with us? Let's see here.
Absolutely. So I think my favorite shortcut is to keep your fridge, freezer, and pantry stocked with these shortcut ingredients. So keep things like frozen veggies, edamame stocked in your freezer, things like microwavable brown rice, canned fruits and veggies, whole wheat pasta, canned beans, canned tuna, all that kind of stuff in your pantry. And then purchase pre-cut veggies or things like bag salad kits or rotisserie chicken, all those things from the grocery store, just to keep things super, super easy. So that way, you know, you've always got your pantry, your freezer, and your fridge stocked with things that'll make life easy for you.
Yes. Chelsea, where can people go and connect with you?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram. It is Chelsea LeBlanc, and then the letters RDN. Same with Facebook. And then my website is Chelsea LeBlanc. RDN.com.
So much fun. So many great tips. I can't wait to see more information from you with your food companies and meal ideas. It's so much fun to follow you.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun chatting with you. And yeah, this has been wonderful.
I love her simple formula for grocery shopping. And be sure to check out her website with those easy, healthy meals. They are stunning. If it looks good, it definitely tastes good, right? Don't forget to grab her free 5-day meal plan. And as always, I want to thank you so much for spending your time here with us on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.